You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, like the dude just said, yes, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. So continuing with today's busy schedule of call-ins, Wes Allen is the current state representative for District 89, which is down in Pike and Dale counties, down there towards the Montgomery way. And prior to his election to the state legislature, he also spent 10 years working as a probate judge for Pike County. So as a result, he helped oversee like 18 elections down there, and his record says with not a single error. So all that to say, he is now running for Secretary of State. His runoff is with Jim Ziegler, who was on the show Friday. So without further ado, let me just welcome Wes Allen to Right Side Radio again. Representative Allen, how you doing?
I'm good, Senator. Hope you're doing well.
I'm good. Well, you can sleep on Wednesday, but right now you're at full tilt boogie, I guess.
We are last minute campaigning. We are doing radio interviews today. We're delivering signs. I've got one more stop to make tonight at the Dale County GOP meeting, and I will finish up the campaign in my district. So it's an exciting time, and we're looking forward to tomorrow.
Well, I mean, you've run a county race, you run a house race, and now you've run a statewide race. Statewide is a little different, isn't it?
It is. We live in a big state, but it's a great state with good people. And I have enjoyed, you know, since May the 7th of 2021, when I kicked off this campaign for Secretary of State, traveling to, every place from the top of the state to the very bottom and everywhere in between. It has been so good. It's a great campaign, and we're looking forward to tomorrow and just taking our message of why, you know, I'm the only one qualified to be Secretary of State.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you've got a number of what I would call your flagship issues. If you had to pick one or two that you're running on that you believe is your banner, your real campaign platform stands on those things, what would it be?
Yeah, so it's about experience in the courthouse. You led in with it, introducing me as a probate judge. You know, I've ran elections. I've done it from start to finish. I know what it's like to be at the courthouse at 5:30 on election day and get the day going. I know what it's like to lock the courthouse up at night after the unofficial results are in. And I know what it's like to appoint and train poll workers and everything in between. And as the former president of the Alabama Probate Judges Association for the state of Alabama, you know, if I'm blessed enough to be the next Secretary of State, when your probate judge calls me up and says, hey, we got a little issue with this or that dealing with elections, I'll know what they're talking about because it won't be foreign to me. I'll understand the question and we'll work through that process. And so it's about experience at the county level. I've had it working with probate judges, circuit clerks, and sheriffs around the state. And then also, Senator, it's about that time in the state legislature where I sponsored and passed a bill to ban curbside voting. And I sponsored and passed a bill to prohibit the Zuckerberg money, private money, from entering our state of Alabama. And it's about that experience in the state house as well. I'm the only one in this race that's been a chief elections official on the county level running elections. And I'm the only one in this race that's actually taken a vote to secure our elections. And day one, I'll be ready.
Well, and all that's very appealing. Let me ask you this. I mean, my recollection is the boards of registrars are appointed by various members, not the least of which is the state auditor. Am I correct in saying that Jim Ziegler would be one of the ones who's been appointing state registrars around the state?
He has been. It's the auditor, the governor, and the ag commissioner.
Yeah, and so let me ask you right now. I just had an interview with someone a moment ago who has discovered that like Etowah County, that Lauderdale County has a large number of votes that were not drawn into the right district, and those ballots may wind up being, you know, questionable. They're part of an election challenge, and it's because of the registrars not getting things lined out. So I would assume that some of those registrars were appointed by Jim Ziegler. Am I correct?
Yeah, you'd be correct. And you know, that's disturbing to hear. But you know, as a Secretary of State, you know, the Secretary of State has a part to play in making sure that those boards have the correct district lines and making sure they have everything that they need. You know, if I'm the next Secretary of State, I'll make sure that they've got the resources and the training that they need to make sure that on Election Day we get it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I appreciate that. So, all right. Well, right now the polls have been running neck and neck. You guys are the top two. Obviously, there were other candidates that were vying for this opportunity, but you guys are the top two candidates. Jim Ziegler has been the state auditor. You've obviously had the positions you've talked about. What other things, though, tell folks, I mean, Secretary of State, election integrity is a huge deal, but that's not the only thing the Secretary of State does. It's also the repository for basically every record related to businesses and elections, correct?
It is. And that's where being a former probate judge comes in as well, that experience. As you know, being an attorney, a senator, all of the vital documents in your county, your deeds and mortgages, judgments, liens, UCCs, are recorded and stored in the probate office. So where you first see economic development is in the probate offices in each and every county. And I'm very proud of our record. I was able to go back with our staff and back scan all of our records in the Pike County Probate Office, put those records online, make them available free of charge to the taxpayer, to those title researchers, to those attorneys, so they could go out and do the research that they need and start turning that land, selling that property, to make sure we've got economic development happening in Pike County. And I want to take that same philosophy to the Secretary of State's office, because if you want to go out, if any one of your listeners want to go out and start a new LLC or incorporate a business, they work with an attorney, local attorney. That attorney is going to interface with the Secretary of State. And we need to make sure, as a Secretary of State's office, as they're doing now, to make sure that paperwork is getting turned around very, very quickly, because time is money. And the Secretary of State's office is doing a good job now. We want to continue that to make sure we're a business-friendly state.
Well, I agree with that. And in fact, in my own personal law practice, I can tell you that you just related a big part of what we do here at my firm. But let me ask you this, though, Representative Allen. So you just mentioned a couple things that the current Secretary of State's administration has been doing well that you'd plan to continue. Is there anything that you would do differently if elected, or would try to enhance or take to the next level if you're elected?
Yeah. So, I said from back in February that, on day one, I'll start the process of getting Alabama out of the ERIC system. I'll start that process of withdrawing us from ERIC, which is the Electronic Registration Information Center. That was started by the Pew Charitable Trust and Open Society funding partner, which is George Soros. Now, granted, that money is gone, and most likely, but, I don't want the residents of Alabama and their private information given to a private vendor that we have no audit authority over. And we'll have the resources available, in my mind, to be able to manage our own voter rolls. A matter of fact, Louisiana is in the process of pulling out of ERIC as well, and it's only 31 states. So we're going to make sure we get Alabama out of that and manage our own voter rolls.
No, I think that resonates well right now, too. I mean, the reality is this. Information that once it's put on a certain platform can be grabbed, retrieved, hacked, and anything that was funded by George Soros is automatically suspect. And I agree, his Open Society organization has nothing good to say about America. Why do we want anything that they help fund? So
correct.
Well, Representative Allen, last call here. You want to tell folks where they can find out more about you or look you up in case they're still undecided?
Sure. You can look me up at electwestallen.com. You can see all about my family. I've been married for 22 years, going on 23 years, to my wife, Kay. I was a walk-on football player at the University of Alabama under Coach Stallings. We met there, and she was the head Crimsonette. We've got two children, Davis and Deanna. We're members of First Baptist Church in Troy. We love Pike County, and we want to ask your listeners for their vote tomorrow on June the 21st to be Alabama's next Republican Secretary of State.
Well, all right. Well, State Representative Wes Allen, former probate judge in Pike County, running for Secretary of State, we wish you the best of luck, and we look forward to hearing what results come out tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Take care now. All right. Copper moves to a break. Perfect timing. But listen, folks, tomorrow you got decisions to make. I mean, I don't care where you live in the state, he's on your ballot. You've got him and Jim Ziegler, who was on Friday. And you need to take a look at it, decide what you're going to do. Because the idea that we got this many people undecided, that's galling. I'm pretty sure they're not in this audience. But anyway, tomorrow you go to the polls, and there's one of your candidates, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.